Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute in the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I am Zach.
And we are back. It's Wednesday now.
Whoa!
It's still Sunday for us, but it's Wednesday. It's a Wednesday episode. We are continuing on from where we left off yesterday with the fun little wire tricks that we were making as we were ascending the cliff face. Mm-hmm. All of the goons are back, and they're on top of this butte, mesa, whatever we are going to call it.
Should have looked that up.
We're not geologists. We'll let a geologist tell us that we're wrong, and then move on from there, because by the time this episode comes out, we will definitely
have forgotten about this conversation.
Yeah.
So now we get some goons at altitude now.
Yeah.
Goons ascending has turned into goons at altitude.
We're not at 30,000 feet, though.
Nah,
so
no mile high club.
Yeah. Well, we're not even at 10,000 feet, so keep those seatbelts on.
That's true.
But they have made it to the top of the cliff, and we move to a cheeky little aiming down sights, or an ADS view, of one of the laser guns, and it's looking for this thumper that we've been hearing mm-hmm. for the last minute and a half.
Yeah, lace guns. Happy to be back, lace guns.
We love a lace gun. We love it so much that we watch the lace gun shoot the thumper, and then we get a quick wide shot of this butte mesa, and we see the piercing blue light
yep.
against this red-orange background.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not a graphic designer, and I don't live and die by color theory. My artistic skills are stick figures and dicks. However, I do understand that blue and orange are complementary colors to each other. So being able to see that just very thin, very quick strip of blue light is very refreshing in this scene.
That is a very common movie color palette, blue and orange.
Sure.
I think I'm fairly certain the Marvel movies used the shit out of that. Especially the earlier ones.
Yeah.
Even like on posters and stuff like that, just a lot of movies go with the blue-orange theme.
Yeah, because,
complementary colors, they're good.
Blue and orange, red and green, mm-hmm. purple and yellow, all
those. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love seeing the laser.
Yeah. Plus, it's a fucking laser gun, dude. Like, laser guns are cool.
Last time we saw one was the
laser
Nexus?
Chasing down Duncan Idaho as it was.
Or was it the Nexus?
Oh, yeah, no, it was, because they were using the laser gun to try and cut the door open to get to Paul and Jessica. Well, I guess PB&J at that point.
PB&J at that point.
And
technically, most of the first movie was PB&J.
I mean, yeah. Shit.
Mind's blown.
Whoa. Well, in fairness, St. Alia of the Knife was of very little importance in Dune Part 1.
Yeah, that's very true.
So,
so back up on the top of the mountain, the outcropping, I should say, the lead goon tells the other goons to look for Worm Sign.
And we spend a couple seconds just kind of scanning the horizon. We hear that nice little low rumble that of Shai-Hulud. Well, I would assume Shai-Hulud, but,
fair assumption.
Yeah. It is a very large worm, so it makes sense that its rumble would carry across the flat desert.
And a cool-ass shot of the eclipse comes up right here.
Oh,
you get to see, the
hand
sun
hand of God fully eclipsing the sun.
Yeah.
We get that darkening mm-hmm. of everything. We talked a little bit about this last week, but, you and I have been fortunate enough to be in not totality, but paths of major, proportions of eclipses and stuff. So mm-hmm. watching the whole area around you get all weird and
it's eerie,
darkened really and eerie. Shadowy through the eclipse is really cool.
Yep.
Then we cut back to one of the goons who says we're okay, and then immediately gets shot in the head. So we are not okay.
Yeah, spoiler alert, they were not okay.
Yeah. It's worth noting, this shot was of kinetic source, not mm-hmm. a laser gun.
Yes, projectile weapons.
Yes.
Would a laser gun be considered a projectile weapon? I don't think so.
I don't think lasers are projectiles. No. They would be energy weapons. Yeah. In typical video game weapon classifications, those would definitely be energy weapons.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, he gets got. He gets got murked down in front of his goon friends.
Yep. And they're just like,
what the fuck just happened? They say something.
They say something and it's not translated, but I'm pretty sure it's like, bro, you good? And then we just like see him drop his gun and then just like slide off the cliff face. And
yeah, well, he just falls like face forward over the cliffs.
Yeah. The first time that you and I saw that in the theater, I think I audibly laughed out loud.
Yeah. It's a good fall. Yeah. Like, a lot of actors don't get credit enough for their falls. Like, that's a good fall off this cliff. Very believable, just headshot, drop the weapon. I think he stands up for a little too long, but that could just be the suit that he's wearing kept Maybe. Him upright. Yeah, just a good fall off the cliff.
I don't know. Fucking teenage me had unrestricted access to the internet, and I can tell you, getting shot in the head, you don't just stand there for a second and then fall. You
crumple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Dark days of the internet. We'll not go into those.
Well, we're about to because I have some other commentary about this scene. So they're like, huh? And yeah. Then this guy falls, and then another one immediately gets shot in the head, and he crumples and falls to the side.
Yep.
So then panic just ensues.
Yeah.
There's one Harkonnen that like seemingly has his wits about him still, and he's like shields, and then he gets shot in the head. So
he says shields. One of the goons says shields.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to another goon and says no shields. And that's the goon who immediately gets shot.
No, he only says shields and then gets shot in the head. There's no shields.
Yes, there is, John.
We're going to start that section over.
I'll just pick up. I can cut around that.
Okay. Yeah. So I think it's just funny that the no shields.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile,
we see that guy fall for a while. We actually get a down angle shot of his body going, falling all the way down, which kind of illustrates how exactly far they are up.
Yeah. And we cut to Paul and Jessica, who are still like against the cliffside, kind of running away from all this madness. And we see this dude's body just slam the ground.
Yeah.
And I think they did a really good job of demonstrating just how loud bodies are when they hit the ground.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
This was kind of like a jump scare almost.
Yeah. Like if you're not expecting it, like all these bodies just fucking boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. This is like some almost horror movie like level, just bodies falling everywhere around Paul and Jessica as they're making their way around the perimeter of this rock. It's crazy.
Bearing in mind too that Paul and Jessica were just told to stay still by all of the rest of the Fremen.
Yeah.
And they're just watching all these bodies drop around them, and like I can only imagine what's going through their head at this point, where Paul's probably like, thank God only one of them wanted to fight me.
Yeah, right. So it's at this point we get a really, really, really cool scene.
Okay.
This is a bit of a perspective trick that the camera does. So
yeah.
it's clearly the camera is at the base of this outcropping looking straight up.
Yeah.
And we see this little black dot on the screen, and you don't really know what this is
until it gets real close.
Yeah. But this, it's the body falling off the top, and it's just coming at such a straight angle at the camera. It almost doesn't even change shape until the last like fraction of a second before it hits the ground. And when I was watching this on my computer for note-taking purposes, I got a little bit of like vertigo or some kind of like, oh, yeah. Like jump.
Don't hit the camera. Don't hit the camera. Yeah, this is going to be a really expensive camera.
It's like those videos of people fouling baseballs directly into the camera.
Yeah.
That always make me jump.
There's one in particular that just like always sits in my mind of someone who fouls it directly into the camera, and you see just like the lens shatter, and then there's the camera that is normally looking behind the pitcher, zoom in on that lens and you just see it destroyed.
Yeah, those never fail to make me jump.
Oh, yeah, always.
That's kind of what we get here, except it's not a baseball, it's a body.
I think that just means that like your lizard brain fight or flight mode is like still working. So, you know, congratulations. I'm
always in flight mode.
Yeah. We're non-confrontational.
That's why I delete emails that are negative.
I don't want to respond to this. Delete.
Just kidding. I don't delete emails.
That's a problem for future Zach.
So PB&J crouch down as it's raining goons. Yep. It's raining goons. Hallelujah. It's raining goons.
Oh, God. Yeah, let the bodies hit the floor.
It's raining goons.
What else can we? There's no book notes, so we got to fill. Yeah, we got to fill book notes.
That's all I got.
All right.
And I love that how this was like right at the very end of the minute. I love how this was contrasted with one goon just gently floating down. Yeah.
Just very, very like daintily landing, and then he reaches for his blade.
Yep.
And that's where our minute ends.
And that's it. Yeah, man. Anything else from your notes or the book or the Art and Soul? Excuse me.
No, Art and Soul is nothing.
Okay, so still here. All right, yep. Cool. Well, that will do it. I'm excited to get into the next one because we got some real good minutes coming up to end out the week. And so let's do it. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Our socials have remained the same as they were yesterday.
Yep. On Blue Sky, we are at DuneMinute.com. You can email DuneMinute@gmail.com. And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you then.